whole, what'd you call that?
Well, chopping cut. Mm-hmm.
And what were the weeds that you were especially bothered with?
Crabgrass is the kind that most soil will produce. But sometimes you run into an area where you had a lot of cuckabugs and mourning birds, and that would be your biggest trouble because they come back overnight. You cut them this evening, the next morning you go out and look, you see some kind of cuckabugs coming on up again.
Take root.
They're just hard to kill. Mm-hmm. But crabgrass is the grass that you would really try to keep out.
You mentioned taking corn into the ground. How much, or what did you call that, enough corn did you take in just for the family?
When the corn was harvested?
Correct. And you take some corn in, as I understand it, to the grist mill?
Oh, yes. By the bushel, and again, that's according to the size of the family. Mm-hmm. If you had a large family, you carry large quantities of corn. But if you had a small family, you carry small quantities because you didn't like for the last too long, because meal is perishable. And nobody wants a lot of it on hand a long time.
Oh, what happens to it?
Worms get in, weevils, I suppose you could call them weevils, mm-hmm. little bugs of some kind. So because it is perishable, a person wouldn't carry more than he could use in a given time.
I see. Now, I remember you told me that you used to go in almost weekly. Is that right?
To the mill weekly?
Yes.
Well, now that depends upon how much was used. Thinking about our own family now, it seemed to me we would arrange to go to the mill every other week. Mm-hmm. And that would keep us with fresh meal. Mm-hmm. But now, sometimes, if you had a large family and you used a little more meal, sometimes you did others, it might necessitate going every week.
Mm-hmm. But what is a turn of corn?
Well, I think the people just used the word turn because it didn't make any difference about the quantity. They would just say turn. We're going to take a turn of corn to the mill. Now, this could be a small family that's carrying maybe a half bushel. Or it could be a large family that's carrying a bushel or more.
I see. So actually the turn just means
this is some corn that you're going to take to the mill.
Well, that's interesting. They don't have the amount then.
No,
vary.
I don't.
meal was kept... How did you keep the meal?
They had big barrels, wooden barrels, and I think I said yesterday, if a family was large, they bought flour by the barrel. Mm-hmm. And if the flour was used out, they would have, this is the meal barrel, and this is the flour barrel. And of course, there were half barrels, and small little families had these half barrels, and they put the meal in the barrel, and that's what
it was. A whole barrel a barrel full of meal, would that meal stay?
No, I don't think anybody ever filled the barrel with meal because, as I said, especially meal is perishable. Mm-hmm. And they would take whatever quantity they had and put in this barrel that they had.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how about a thing to keep nails in, a smaller barrel? Did you have a name?
They had a keg. I believe they call it a nail keg.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the things around the barrel to hold the staves together.
The hoops.
And they were made of metal. Mm-hmm. Really. And on the table, did you have something for sorghum or for molasses?
I suppose very much the same thing you have today is what they call molasses stand, something with a, mm-hmm. with a lid on. You could take your finger and push it down like that, and it would open up, and you pull mm-hmm. yourself and let it
they
out.
They did have that kind mm-hmm. of... did you ever hear of a lard stand?